Luxoy Lace. At the time of the Second Empire, Luxoy Lace was widely available, but thanks to which famous woman? The actress Sarah Bernhardt? The courtesan La Belle Otero? Or Empress Eugénie? You don't know? It's Empress Eugénie. In 1856, the wife of Napoleon III came to take the waters in Luxeuil-les-Bains, and the townspeople presented her with a magnificent lace parasol. Luxoy lace takes its inspiration from the lace work made in Venice, Bruges, and Milan. It is a type of lace called mixed lace, because it is made with tape or point lace and or machine-made net that outlines the motifs. The spaces are then filled with needle lace stitches. Each lace-making machine can produce around 50 different stitches that are selected according to whether the creation has a floaty or more dense style. It takes an hour of work to make 3 square centimeters of lace. From the mid-19th century, bodices, doilies and curtains from Luxeuil were exported throughout the world. Most of them were made by women from surrounding villages. By around 1930, half of the women in the Upper Saône were making Luxoy lace. It wasn't unusual for several people to work on a single piece because each lacemaker specialised in a particular stitch or technique. The popularity of Luxoy lace around the world continued for many years, to the extent that in 1949, France sent a gratitude train to thank the Americans for having sent over 700 carriages of essential food and supplies during the Second World War. And guess what the 49th carriage contained? An enormous supply of Luxoy lace. But towards the 1950s, the new demands of profit and modernity became increasingly important. This led to a decline in lace making. Today, the Lace Conservatory is in a 16th century vaulted room that was once the vestibule of the Abbey Palace. Here you can watch lace makers at work and visit the museum with its contemporary and historical creations. All lace work purchased in the museum shop bears a certificate of authenticity. In 1994, the Lace Conservatory was awarded the official Luxoy lace appellation. Only lace that is made here has this label, which is only to be expected for such exceptional pieces of work.